This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3023 for Wednesday, the 4th of March, 2020. Today's show is entitled, Critique My Script. Episode 1 Co's Crew Gen. It is hosted by Carl, and is about 13 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, discussion of using a shell script to randomly generate a 10-man air crew.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello HPR, this is Carl. You may remember me from previous episodes such as HPR 2915, intro, my recording setup. And that's it. That was the only other episode I've done. This is number 2. Ken sent a email out today asking for shows, and I've been meaning to do one, so I thought I better go ahead and do it. My only goal for this show is to make it better than that first one, so I'm going to set the bar low, in other words. I think the title for this episode is going to be Critique My Script, Episode 1, which would imply that it might be a series. I'm not sure that it will be, but I'm going to imply that. I'm going to go over a shell script I did for a website that I'm working on, and I'm going to go over it sort of, it's really simple, I'm going to go over it sort of line by line, and I hope to get some feedback on whether you like it or not, and tips for improvement. The background for this is that I used to play a single-player board game called B-17 Queen of the Skies, made by the Avalon Hill Game Company back in the 80s. And one of the first things that you had to do was create your bomber and your 10-person air crew. And I always hated that part because I always thought my air crew, my name sounded stupid. So when the game arrived, I decided that before I even played it, I was going to create a script to generate the 10-person crew. And that's what this show is about, is the script that I wrote to do that. And you can see it. I got a link to the website where you can see it in the show notes. So the first little section of the shell script is just four variables. First underscore names, last underscore names, crew underscore positions, and crew underscore ranks. And these are just files that are local to where the script is executing, helper files. So, and they're pretty self-explanatory. So a list of first names and a list of last names, which I happen, the file name's actually surnames. But anyway, the one cool thing I think about this is that I did spend a little bit of time trying to find lists of first and last names that were sort of specific to the period. So these should be fairly common names for that period. And then the crew positions file is just a 10 position file. With the name of the crew position, and crew ranks is the same thing, a 10 line file with the various ranks. Then the next two variables are just the length of the first name and last name file. One thing to note here is that one thing I learned when I wrote this script was that WC, so if I were to just do WC minus L and then the name of the file, let's say first names, that returns 200 and then a space and then the name of the file again, firstnames.txt. And it was bugging me that I couldn't just get 200 without the first name, without the file name echoed back at me again. And that file redirect into WC-L, that's what that accomplishes. So if you do a double WC-L with a less than and then the name of the file, firstnames.txt, you just get, that just returns 200 without the file name. So I can then populate the, process substitution to populate that len first names variable. And then I do the same thing with the len last names variable. So now I've got two variables, one with the length, the number of lines in the first names file, and the number of lines in the last names file. So the next thing I need to do then is to randomly select a line from the first names file and a line from the last names file, put those two things together to get a full name, do that 10 times, and that's my crew. Just a real quick aside, I think I meant to mention this at the beginning, and I don't think I did, and that's that I try to restrict my shell script to work within the confines of a BusyBox environment. So if you see me doing something that would be easily solvable in a more fully featured shell like Bash or something, that's the reason I'm not doing it, is I'm just trying to stay within BusyBox. So back to the script, the next line is the line that I was most excited to talk about for this episode, because I think it's a common problem that comes up in a script, and I think it's a kind of a cool and flexible solution that I'll be able to reuse. I'm setting a variable called numPairs that I'm going to use later on in the script to iterate in a loop and generate the crew numbers or the crew names. On the left side of the pipe is a printf and then three parameters that will be fed into awk to generate the number sets that I need. So the first of the three parameters is the number 10. So it's basically saying, hey, I want 10 lines, and each one of those lines will be a pair of numbers separated by a comma. So I need 10 crew members, and each crew member has a first name and a last name. So I need 10 lines with a number between 1 and the length of the first names file, and then a comma, and then a number between 1 and the length of the last names file, then a carriage return to move to the next line, and then I need that 10 times. So that's what that printf does. So I'm sending to awk the number 10, the length of the first names file, and then the length of the last names file. And then awk, when it starts, it first executes that begin section. And there's an srand function there, which is seeding awk's random number generator. And from what I read, you get pretty good random numbers out of awk as long as you see the random number generator and get the numbers out before you finish that process. Because if you were to start the process again, the uniqueness of the random numbers isn't as good, I guess. So if I were to call awk 10 times, in other words, the results wouldn't be as good as if I stay in awk and generate all 10 numbers and then exit awk. And I just listened to that bit back again, and I said generate all 10 numbers. What I meant to say is generate all 10 sets of numbers, which is what I'm really doing here. So we're into awk now. We fed it three numbers. It's seeded its internal random number generator. Then we start an outer loop, and we've just got a counter variable, essentially I, which is incrementing, starting at 1, and it's incrementing by 1 through each iteration of the loop up until $less than or equal to $1, and the $1 is that very first parameter we passed in, which was a 10. So that's what's controlling the number of, or the 10 sets of numbers that are going to come out of this function, essentially, is the I bit. So the next part then is we're doing another incrementing variable called F, which corresponds to each of the two remaining fields that we passed in. So F equals 2. We start at 2, the second number that we passed in with our printf statement. And we go up to NF, which is the number of fields, which happens to be 3 in this example. And for each one of those, then we're going to use awk's rand function, which returns a number between 0 and 1. And you multiply that by $F, which is kind of one of the interesting parts about that is, so we set F to 2. We then refer to $F, which means field 2 that was passed in. So that would be len first names, the length of the first names file. So what this little part does is basically pick a random number between 0 and 1, although never 0 and never 1, multiply it by the number of the length of our first name file, or you know, the number of lines in our first names file, and adds 1. So it's essentially, we're, that little bit gives us a return or produces a random number between 1 and the number of lines in the first names file. And then it adds a comma, and then returns, and then goes to the second iteration of the loop. So the second time through that inner loop, F is now equals to 3, which will correspond to the third field, which was the last names. So now we get a number between 1 and the number of lines in the last names file, with a, again, appended by a comma, which is sort of not clean because you always end up with a comma after every number, even after the last number. Then it adds a new line and does that 10 times. So if we just run this in our shell, so I'll print, so basically printf 10 space 20 space 100 into that awk function and hit return. And what I get back is 14 comma 10 comma on the first line, 1 comma 38 comma on the second line, 18 comma 26, 6 comma 14, 11 comma 81. Yeah, so I get 10 sets, 10 lines, and each line has two numbers on it separated by a comma. So first name, last name. And you can do this. The cool part about this is you could do it like, I'll change the first number to a 20. Now I get 20 lines of two numbers. So I'll leave it at 20 space 20 space 100, and then I'll add a third number, a fourth number, and let's just say 400. So now I'm passing in 20, which is saying, hey, give me 20 lines of numbers, 20 sets of numbers. And then I've got three additional numbers I'm passing in, 20, which is, I want my first number to be between 1 and 20. And then 100, which says, you know, I want my number to be between 1 and a 100. And then 400, you know, between 1 and 400. Hit enter, and I get 20 lines. First line is 11, comma 75, comma 207, 6, comma 31, comma 26, 14, comma 65, comma 165. So it's real flexible and reusable, I think. And then the rest of the script is, I think, pretty much self-explanatory. We've got a little bit of HTML generation going on, and then we go into the main for loop, where we're taking those number sets that we generated, and we're using cut with the comma as the delimiter to split to get a, you know, the first number from the first number set, and then we're using sed to pull the name out, the name that corresponds to that line number out of the first names file. Then we get we call cut again, get that second number, do the same thing with the last names file. And then for crew position and crew rank, I'm just using another iterator 1 through 10. I've already got those files set up in the correct order, and then it generates some more HTML, which is the table. So what you end up with is a table of crew rank, crew position, and then the first name, last name. Actually, now that I look at the table, it's position, then rank, then name. And again, the URL will be in the show notes. I'd be very interested to hear what you think. This has been Carl for episode number 2.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Ecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.